The Alan Young Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ken Delmar, and welcoming you to The Alan Young Show, which tonight, for the first time, is also being broadcast in Canada. Featuring our singing star, Diane Courtney, the music of Peter Van Steeden, and starring Alan Young. Hi, Al.
Oh, hello, Kenny. Want to walk down to Schlumhopper's tobacco shop with me? I need a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, that's a great idea, Alan. Yeah. I could use a pack of cigarettes, too.
Couldn't get any cigarettes at all, so I bought 12 boxes of breakfast food.
Well, that's the silliest thing I ever heard. What did you do with 12 boxes of breakfast food?
Sat around all night and puffed rice.
Say, Alan, I didn't see you over the weekend.
Huh?
Where did you go?
I went to a nightclub. Boy, what taxes. I ordered ginger ale. It was a 5% beverage tax. I ordered dinner. There was a 10% food tax. I asked a chorus girl to sit down at my table. For that, it was a 20% tax.
Withholding?
No, with that holding, it was 30%.
Well, say, Alan, did you go out alone?
No, I went out with my Scotch cousin, Angus McYoung. He was in on a furlough, and for a Scotchman, he certainly got into a lot of trouble. He was nearly arrested.
Why?
Well, he was never in a nightclub before, and he thought that sign on the door said laddies. They had games like pin the tail on the donkey. They had a big picture of a donkey on the wall. They blindfolded me and put a big safety pin in my hand.
Yeah? Did you pin the tail on the donkey?
No, but I helped the singer hit the highest note she's ever been able to reach. Well, then about 1 o'clock...
Yeah, well, here we are, Alan. Here's Schlumhoffer's tobacco shop.
Oh, yeah. Look at the line of people. Runs halfway around the block. Let's go and get some cigarettes.
Get to the end of the line.
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 Okay. Okay. Gee, Kenny, what a long line. Hope they have some cigarettes left for us. Cigarette shortage is terrible. It's so bad that if a guy wants to impress a girl, he paints his finger yellow and she thinks it's a nicotine stain. Well, let's get in line, Kenny. Oh, look who's standing in front of us. Harvey Hanover. Hiya, Harvey. You had a good time?
No, Alan, I had a terrible experience. Huh? I went down to Times Square. Boy, what a crowd. I was blowing his horn. Somebody shoved it down my throat.
Shoved a horn down your throat? How do you feel?
Not so good. You know, I'm liable to lose my job. I'm the announcer at the local radio station.
Oh, yeah.
When I sound silly, stepping up to the microphone and saying, ladies, do you suffer from... If so, wash your face with femfemers.
Harvey, you better hop in a cab and go see a doctor.
I can't get a cab. Every time I try to whistle, all that comes out is...
Oh, here, I'll lend you my air raid warden's whistle. Go on, put it to your lips and blow it.
Okay.
Yeah. Blow it.
I can't find a whistle. It's gone.
Well, where did it go?
I don't know. Oh, I had to open my big mouth. So long, Alan.
Oh, a triple one. Well, so long, Harvey. I hope you get to the doctors and everything comes out all right. Wish the line would move along. I want to get those cigarettes.
Mr. Young! Hey, Mr. Young!
Why, it's little David Dittenpfeffer. David boy, what are you doing around a tobacco store? If you smoke when you're young, it'll stunt your growth, you bet you. You won't grow up and be a big, tall man and be president. You'll be a little, short, fat fella. And then what can you be?
Mayor of New York.
David, you'd better run along, boy.
Mr. Young, while you're standing in line, do you want to take a shot with my new air rifle?
No, David, I haven't got time to take the air rifle.
I knew that would get him.
When I was a boy your age, I was a dead shot. Everybody said I had an eye like an eagle.
You have a nose like an eagle, too.
Oh, bless your little. Now, where's the target, David boy?
Over there on that fence. That empty tomato can.
Oh, yes, I see it. Just watch this, boy. Watch it closely. Okay, ready, aim, fire!
Whoa!
What happened? Did I hit the tomato can?
No. You hit the tomato.
Oh, they're ahead of you, David boy. They're ahead of you. Well, you better scram, you bet you. So long, David.
So long, William Tell.
Oh, that little David. He's as bright as a new dime, and his head is just about as big.
Alan, look, the line has moved up. We can go in the store now.
Oh, swell.
Yeah, what do you guys want?
Can we have a pack of cigarettes, Mr. Schlumhofer?
Kenny, please. These days you don't just walk in and ask for a pack of cigarettes. You've got to be diplomatic. Here, watch me. good day, Mr. Schlumhofer. You certainly are looking handsome today.
I know. Look, I haven't got any cigarettes.
But
I haven't got the kind that satisfies.
But
I haven't got the kind you'd walk a mile for.
But
I haven't got the kind that have something no added.
But
do you understand? No cigarettes!
But, Mr. Schlumhofer.
And no buts either, now scram.
Well, the last time I'm going in there. From now on, I'm going to make my own cigarettes.
Oh, what would you use for tobacco?
Tobacco? I'll find a way to make synthetic tobacco. That's what I'll do. I'll make synthetic tobacco.
I rushed over. Are you all right? What have you been doing the last 3 days?
Kenny, I've been working on a young synthetic cigarettes machine. It's finished. Ready for the test.
Synthetic cigarettes.
Yeah, well, that's all right. They laughed at Edison. They laughed at Marconi. They laughed at Robert Fulton. Gee, I wonder who wrote their scripts.
Alan, how can you make synthetic tobacco?
Well, Kenny, what is nylon made out of? Coal, air, and water. What are plastics made out of? Milk. All easy materials to get. So when I wanted to make synthetic tobacco, I asked myself, what is there lying around in the gutter this time of year that nobody has any use for?
My uncle?
No, not your uncle. No, it's old Christmas trees. So I invented this machine that'll convert old Christmas trees into cigarettes. The Christmas tree goes into the top here, you see. The cigarette paper goes in the side, and out of the bottom come the cigarettes. Watch, Kenny, I take a Christmas tree and I grind it up. Forgot to take the ornaments off the tree. Now I get this... Oh, somebody at the door. I'll be right back, Kenny. Don't go away.
Make cigarettes out of Christmas trees. Say, I'll play a trick on Alan. Oh, boy, this is good. I dump out the Christmas tree. There. Now, let's see. Have I got some in my pocket? Yeah, there are just 3 cigarettes left in the pack. I'll put them in the machine. Now, when Alan turns the crank, real cigarettes will come out of the bottom. And he'll think that it was...
Oh, Diane Courtney just came over, Kenny. Here she is.
Hello, Kenny. Alan was just telling me about his synthetic cigarette machine.
Yeah, we're ready to test it now. Kenny, you don't expect cigarettes to come out of the machine, do you?
If they don't, I'll be very surprised.
Start the machine, Alan.
All right, I will. This is a great moment in history. I'll turn the crank here.
Ha
Look, Kenny, a cigarette. It works. My fortune is made. Let me have that telephone.
What are you doing?
I'm phoning a president of the Latakia Tobacco Company.
Oh, Alan, look, I want to tell you. Before, while you were out,
Kenny, if you're trying to buy an interest in the machine, I won't sell.
No, Alan, I want to tell you that I...
Hello? Latakia Tobacco Company? Let me talk to the president. Hello, Prez? This is Alan Young. I've just invented a machine that makes synthetic cigarettes. What? What? $1,000,000? I'll bring the machine right down to your office. Goodbye.
Yeah, but Alan,
he's going to give me $1,000,000 for my machine. What an easy way to make money. I just turn the crank. Synthetic cigarette.
But, Alan, I want to tell
you... Kenny, I'm going to make a fortune. Just think. I'm going to revolutionize the whole cigarette industry with these synthetic cigarettes.
And here is our glamorous singing star, Diane Courtney, to sing Don't Fence Me In.
Forgive me, land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Wildcat Kelly, back again in town, was sitting by his sweetheart's side. And when his sweetheart said, come on, let's settle down, Wildcat raised his head and cried, I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in.
Kenny, I'm off to the Latakia Tobacco Company to sell my synthetic cigarette machine. When I come back to this house, I'll be a millionaire. I gotta hurry to get to his office before he cooks. Who can that be? Just when I'm in a hurry. Yes?
Hello there.
How do you do?
I just moved into the house next door, son. I ain't got no heat. Just dropped over, thought maybe I could borrow a cup of coal.
Yeah, well, look, I'm in a hurry.
You know, son, I'm 78 year old.
78? Well, you look very dapper.
I'm too old to wear dappers.
Look, I'm in a very big hurry.
I went to a dance in Australia once.
Huh?
Every time the orchestra played, I jumped 15 feet. Huh? Found out my partner was a kangaroo.
Yeah, well, look, I'm in a...
Naturally, I asked for my fraternity pin back.
Yeah, naturally, yes. Now, look, I've got
She didn't have much personality, but her pouch is full of tobacco.
Yes, I see.
I just thought I'd drop over. I'm the friendly type.
That's the way to be.
Yes, sir. Speak right up.
Yeah, talk out.
Yes, sir, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Hello there!
Hello there!
I hope you'll drop over to my house some night, son. We listen to Mr. Anthony.
Mr. Anthony? Have you got a problem?
Yeah. Can't get him on my radio.
Oh, do you listen to the radio all the time?
No, no. Only when it's turned on.
When it's turned on.
But get on the beam.
On the beam, yes. Yeah.
Well, I hope you come over some night, son. I always want to be neighborly.
That's nice.
Make friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello!
Well, look, I gotta leave now. I gotta get downtown and see.
I got a nice house, son.
Yes, well.
Put up all the walls by myself. Boy, there's walls for you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They're pretty thin. I was gonna come over and complain about the noise.
Oh. Can you hear me when I sing?
Yes.
Can you hear me when I whistle?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me when I talk?
Yes, I can hear every word you say.
Can you see me?
No.
There's walls for you.
Look, I gotta be going now. I can't stand here talking.
I can't stand here talking, son. I gotta be going.
Okay, so long.
Yeah. So long, yeah.
So long. Wants me, I'll be in the office of the president of the Latakia Tobacco Company.
Latakia Tobacco Company. Oh, hello, Mabel. Nah, I ain't busy. No, the boss is expecting some guy in with a synthetic cigarette machine. Oh, this must be him. The door just opened with a jerk. Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you later.
How do you do? I'm Alan Young, the inventor of the new synthetic cigarette machine.
Oh, you are? Mm. Well, I have the feeling that you're going to be very successful, that you're going to work your way up to the job of president.
Oh, gee, thanks. Oh, well, will you please announce me?
Oh, gladly. I'll get the boss on the inter-office communication system.
Yeah.
Miss La Brea to Mr. Cork and Tip.
Cork and Tip to Miss La Brea. I'm receiving you.
Alan Young is circling the reception room. Request permission to come in.
Permission granted.
Roger. Okay, Mr. Young, you can go in.
Thank you. How do you do, Mr. Corkintip? I'm Alan Young.
Young, I don't mince words. You have an invention. You say it makes synthetic cigarettes. I'm a good judge of character. I like your face. I'll buy it.
My invention?
No, your face. Well, Young, we'll draw up the contract at once. I'll buzz for my attorney, Counselor Cottonbrand.
Did you bar?
Yes, Counselor. I want you to draw up a contract for Mr. Young.
I'll draw you up a fine contract. You know, I got one of the smartest legal brains in the country.
Huh? Where's the bottle you keep it in?
Very sly. You know, son, I want to pay attention, son. Don't reminisce. I once drew up a contract that they hung up in the Harvard School of Law. Every night the wind whistles through it.
how could the wind whistle through a contract?
It's full of loopholes. That's a gag, son.
Yes. And that's a matter of opinion. Now, about this contract.
Now, don't you worry your little... don't worry your little head about it.
Yeah.
I'm a smart lawyer.
Huh?
The other day, I won a big case. The other lawyer tried every trick in the book on me. He opened with a writ of replevin. I countered with a writ of mandamus. He shot in a null prosce. I came back with a summa de facto. Then he made his big mistake.
What did he do?
He made his big mistake then. He habeas when he should have corpused. Well, I've got to... pay attention, son. I got to get to work and draw up the contract. So long, son.
There's my idea of a smart job. Well, Mr. Corkintip, the deal is closed.
Yes, sir. And by the way, what should we call these cigarettes of yours?
Well, they're synthetic cigarettes. Why not call them Syntherettes?
Syntherettes. My boy, you're a genius.
I'm not arguing with you.
Well, I'm going to make you a vice president of my company, put you in charge of this whole operation. When can you start production?
As soon as I get the raw material. If you'll pardon the expression.
Well, okay, young. You can start to work as vice president tomorrow morning. Before you go, would you let me see how you make one of those cigarettes?
But, Mr. Corkintip...
Oh, I don't want to smoke it. I just want to see how it's made.
Well, all right. I turn this crank like this. Voila.
Amazing, amazing. I've never seen anything so round, so firm, so fully packed.
Mr. Corkintip, you're looking at your secretary.
Oh.
Well, I'll start work bright and early tomorrow morning.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's our charming singing star, Diane Courtney, to sing for us the Trolley Song.
With my high-starched collar and my high-top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yell, so I counted to 10. Then I counted to 10 again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstring. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine. To the end of the
It's the next morning. We find Alan Young, the new vice president of the Latakia Tobacco Company, in his office.
Well, a let's get busy and start selling cintharettes. First, I'd like to dictate a letter.
Oh, well, you can use this dictaphone. It records your voice on this little wax disc. Press the red button to start it.
Okay. Dear John, please return my letter of July 19th. Yours truly, Alan Young.
If you want to hear what you said, press the black button and the machine will play it back to you.
Okay. Dear John, please return my letter of July 19th. Yours truly, Alan Young. Will Alan get his letter back? Is John holding out on him? Tune in tomorrow for another thrilling chapter of Fanny Farmer, Girl Fudge Maker.
Gee, they must have made that machine out of old radio parts.
Yes, well, what's next, Miss La Brea?
Oh, you have a call to Mr. Horatio Wed about some old Christmas trees.
Well, yeah, old Christmas trees, yes.
Hello? City Dumb?
Would you connect me, please, with Mr. Horatio Wet? Well, I'm waiting.
I'm sorry, but I'm ringing Wet.
Well, tell him to send down 100,000 old Christmas trees to Alan Young. Ah, busy, busy, busy. Miss La Brea, send in my advertising manager, please.
Ah, ha, ha, good morning, Chief. I've started our radio advertising campaign. I had some wonderful spot announcements made. They're on the air right now. Yeah. Wait, I'll turn on the radio.
Okay.
When you hear the musical cow, it will be exactly 9 o'clock, board and watch time.
Ah, there's good moves tonight. When does our spot announcement come on?
Right away. Keep your shirt on. Yeah. And now for an electrical transcription.
Men, do you want to smoke a better... Then smoke Cintharettes. They're the only cigarettes that contain homogenized brisket of beef, which is known to your dentist as...
Why do you have to hire him? I never saw such a business.
Gee, boss, orders for Cintharettes are pouring in like crazy.
Gee, we better start production. Call Mr. Corkintip. Tell him to meet me at our factory right away.
Employees of the Latic... I say employees of the Latakia Tobacco Company. Today we are starting a new era in the tobacco industry. The manufacture of synthetic cigarettes. Everybody watch closely as Mr. Young throws the switch and starts his machine.
I'm all set, Mr. Corkintip. I throw the switch. And out comes a synthetic cigarette. Mr. Corkintip, I want you to have the honor of smoking the first cintharette.
Well, thank you.
Right, here's the light here.
Now, yeah. I'll take a puff. I saw one of these before. They're simply wonderful. Mop.
Young, this is awful. This is the worst thing I've ever smoked. What is this king-sized hot foot made out of?
They're old Christmas trees.
Old Christmas trees? Young, do you realize that I spent $3 million on new machinery, $5 million on labor, $15 million to build this factory? What do you say to that?
This wouldn't be a good time to ask for a raise, would it?
Raise? Why, young, anyone who thinks that he could make synthetic tobacco from a Christmas tree is a moron. You hear me? A moron!
Cigarette? Friends, on behalf of Diane, Ken, Peter, myself, in fact, all of us, we want to thank you for being with us tonight.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.